This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I need you to be part of the conversation, seriously. I always enjoy when you guys are with me. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening. There's a lot you can get involved with. And we want you involved on a regular basis. Right? I mean, seriously. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, and if you're going to get involved in the conversation, get involved in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Don't just sit back there and make your side comments, or good comments for that matter, whatever. But get there, get involved. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, there's so much going on in the news today. I was watching Lewandowski today on Capitol Hill, and it was just so much fun. I mean, they're calling it a circus. I don't know if I'd call it a circus. I mean, you got one guy sitting there defending himself. He's got more brain cells working for him than the rest of them. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Let me get back to it. No, go ahead and head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. There's so much you can do. There's so much you can get involved with. There's so much you can, again, I want you involved in the conversation. I want you involved with what we're doing. So apparently, and we'll get to this later. By the way, happy Constitution Day. We'll do more about this later on, but happy Constitution Day. And I know somebody going, what? What is that? We'll do more about that in the third hour. The MSNBC says if Republicans who only believe in two genders are incendiary. Right? That basically the bottom line is, if you only believe in two genders, there's something wrong with you. That's what they're saying. Now, MSNBC anchor Chris Jansing referred to a Louisiana Republican belief that there are only two genders as incendiary last week. Jansing and her panel addressed the GOP's relationship with the women and the LGBTQ or LGBT community in the aftermath of the Log Cabin Republicans, a national LGBT group, endorsing President Trump. You know, we've got an important question now, Jansing told her. Now, look, they don't agree with them, so now there's something wrong with them, right? What does it mean to be a mainstream Republican? Is it the question that Republicans have been asking, in the age of Donald Trump, she said. And increasingly, it seems the answer might be, well, it might be, you got to make incendiary comments about women. Right? How that is, I have no idea how that ties together. They do. They seem to believe they got it figured out. But no, we're back to, if I don't agree with you, then I'm a hater. If I don't agree with you, then I'm, look. Ralph Abraham, a Republican out of Louisiana, right? He's the one, he only believes in two genders. I got news for these people. The majority of Americans only believe in two genders. There's a lot of stuff they won't say to you. I just did this story tonight. 73% of Republicans who are asked their political leaning when they're at school or anywhere else won't answer because they don't want to hear the crap. It's exactly what got handed to you in 2016. You were sure that Hillary was going to win by a landslide because everybody was telling you what? They were going to vote for Hillary. Even the ones that ended up voting for Trump. Because they didn't want to hear your garbage. See, you guys don't want the truth. You're not interested in really, truly how they feel. You want them to speak, talk, and think your way. Otherwise, they're like this person, calling the rest of us incendiary. I believe in two genders, period. End of discussion. The other 76, I don't know where you get those. You get them because that's how you feel? Remember, one is strictly biology-based, one is feeling-based. And I'm going to go off my normal rant of, you cannot come at me as a Christian. Tell me how my thought process doesn't count because I don't believe in science, which you're wrong. But then when it comes to science, you don't believe in it. It's okay because that science doesn't fit your narrative. Chancey Nash review is, what does it mean to be a mainstream Republican? Is it the question that some Republicans have been asking for a long time? In Louisiana, the Republican candidate for governor, Ralph Abram, he's out with a new TV ad this week. And he's making very incendiary comments about gender. You know what the comments are? There's only two. That's incendiary. It's amazing. Here's the truth, he said. Life begins at conception. Government is too big. Our taxes are too high. And our car insurance is too expensive. President Trump is doing a great job. Facts matter more than feelings. The Second Amendment is self-explanatory. And as a doctor, I can assure you there are only two genders. So what's your problem with that? As a doctor. See, what's happened is these big big colleges and what have you, institutions, they have backed, even John Hopkins to a degree, have backed off of some of their, what they say outwardly about genders. Because they used to, under the old administration, they lost grant money. I think if President Trump really wanted to stick it to him, he'd give them back grant money. And he would only give grant money to institutions that truly, scientific institutions, that truly only acted on real science, not feelings. I'm wound up tonight, can you tell? Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Brad Dacus joins me for PGI after the break. Don't go fast. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I know how much you guys love the music. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, honestly, being a part of the conversation. Let me just bring them on. I bring them on every week. I love what these people do, and I love what this guy does when it comes to, you know, just really, if you really want to boil it down, he's simply defending the Constitution. And what a great conversation to have on Constitution Day. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins us like he does every week. Hey, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
What did you do for Constitution Day? Did you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? You
know, no, I was busy defending it, though.
There you go. That's I want doers, right? You don't want to be hearers only. You want doers.
So, right. We're definitely doers at Pacific Justice Institute, that's for sure. Definitely.
Don't you wish that the guys in Congress, you know, the ones, little Jerry Nadler and the rest of them, would actually read the Constitution instead of just referring to it?
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice. You know, I'd say probably 99% of our attorneys in the United States have not read fully the Constitution. It's not that long. So
No, it's not.
Even most attorneys, overwhelming most attorneys, have not read the Constitution.
I hadn't thought about that. You're right. It isn't that big. It isn't that big of a deal. It's written in plain, simple English. Our founding fathers wanted even encouraged us to read it and know it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward for the most part. Pretty straightforward.
All right. So as a person of the law, as a person that appreciates the law and defends it, what you saw today with the Lewandowski and what Congress is doing, I mean, accusing these people, out now calling him a liar before he even answers, but accusing them without any evidence or anything else. It's just a mockery of what this country is. It's a mockery of the Constitution, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It really is. They are trying to have a hearing to support impeachment after a thorough and independent investigation was done, a thorough analysis, lots and lots and lots of witnesses said, there's nothing here. And they're not happy with that. So they're going to say, okay, we're going to pretend that there's something there. And because we want to create a big ruckus. We can't argue the economy. We can't argue unemployment. We're going to pretend that there's some kind of illegal impropriety that's taken place that we can justify impeachment. And there's just nothing there. And that's sort of what made this this whole hearing thing sort of a fiasco, because it was just sort of bullying and asking questions that are already in the investigation report, where no prosecution was recommended, illegal actions were found. So it's sort of crazy that they're looking at a medical report saying that there's no disease, no sickness, and they're looking at it and having a hearing about the disease and sickness that's there using this report, showing that it's totally crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is going to hurt them tremendously. I think it's going to hurt the Democrats big time, because if you were watching that today, if you were watching what was going on, they weren't really even looking for answers. They were laying out what they believe the president had done, and they were trying to get him to step up and kind of affirm. And when he wasn't affirming what they were saying, they started spinning around and started calling him a liar. And that kind of thing, which I thought was interesting, because now they're saying, look, I'm telling the truth, even though I wasn't there, even though the report says something else, and you must be lying.
I
don't know. I mean, and he has no recourse, right? I mean, he has no recourse against any of these people calling him a liar.
For the most part, right. He does not have recourse.
In front of Congress. Now, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Wonder. As far as that goes, he may not have recourse. Now, Justice Kavanaugh, he may have recourse. That's the subject.
He was the next one I'm going to get to. I hope he does.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, as far as Kavanaugh goes, I actually want to talk about that next, but he's definitely got recourse. I think that what was deliberately and knowingly and intentionally revealed and said, which I think that would qualify for libel and slander. They knew, yes, he's a public figure, but if you can show that it's not true, number one, what was alleged, number two, that they knew it was not true, and number three, that it was deliberately conveyed for purpose of with malicious intent, that's all you need. That's what's necessary. And I think you'd have a great case proving up all three of those against the New York Times and their reporters. So, that was very outrageous, and And then the fact you have, I shouldn't laugh, but the fact you have politicians, even after it was uncovered, as being false.
Right.
And to have them come out and say, this is outrageous, we need to have a still have impeachment. What, I mean, it's just, it just makes you wonder what they're smoking in Washington. It's just baffling sometimes.
It's the nature. It has to be. Look at, to your point, you had Russia. We debunked that. Okay, nothing going on there. And matter of fact, you saw how quiet they got today when they were called out at the fact that wait a minute. You keep talking about how Trump didn't do anything about this. This all happened under your Lord and Savior Obama's rule and reign.
Right.
So he should have done something about it. And even when you hit them right in the face with the truth, they go on like they heard nothing. It's an illness.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's an illness. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really like it is like an illness. It's like it's delusional. It's like they refuse to acknowledge reality. They want to live in their own world. However, the rest of America watching this, they're not. I don't believe they're wanting to live in that reality. I think they're this new made up world. They're looking at the truth. It's right there, flat out. And I think it's really, unfortunately, it's not just going to discredit a group in Congress.
No.
It really discredits the role of Congress or the integrity of Congress to really do the people's business. And that is a real shame because there's some things that they could be doing, like, for example, passing the new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico.
Sure.
Wonderful work of negotiating. There's people on both sides of the aisle acknowledging that. That should be right up there. That should be taking the time, not this first play.
It's crazy stuff. I know. I'm in agreement with you. There's so much more they could be doing. They could actually be legislating, but they're too busy with one word, impeachment. And look, he'll go after anybody and go after. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side. Dacus is going nowhere. He'll be with us right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, went before the House Judiciary Committee for what committee chair Jerry Nadler called the first impeachment hearing. Lewandowski says All he would testify to is what was contained in the Mueller report.
I've been very candid and open about answering all questions about the campaign, and I will continue to do so. But at the direction of the council, they've exerted executive privilege of which is not mine to waive.
Nadler says the administration has no legal basis to order him to assert executive privilege.
The White House has no authority, legal or otherwise, to give these orders.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says the Democrats will likely never have the votes needed to impeach the president.
They have found 17 of them at least. The Republicans said they found a reason, which really don't have to, you know, any further, but they can't get the more on the floor to do this. So this is dragging this out.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 34 points, the NASDAQ up 32. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some messed up white people.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back.
My.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, or listen, how about if you just get notified about the conversation? Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. I can't make it any easier than that. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want me to bring on somebody or talk about a specific topic, you got to send me info. Otherwise, I don't know what you want. My mind reader is not working anymore. Anyway, let me just bring him on. I always have a good time when Brad joins me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get, you know, I start ranting anyhow. Tell people what Pacific Justice is all about, what you do, and how they can help you.
Oh, you bet, Joe. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We're very unique in that we not only, you know, just defend religious freedom, you know, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, very broad, actually, but we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. We don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases at certain places in the country. We're all across the United States with hundreds of affiliate attorneys defending everyone without charge and making sure everyone gets help and no one's left on the side of the road.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a great organization. I've heard from plenty of people. I know what they do across the country. You need to get involved. You need to at least find out what's going on with them. Anyway, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. So I know I'm hitting you with all kinds of stuff, but one of the things I want to hang at for a minute longer is the Kavanaugh issue, because that's a big deal. I mean, here's the Supreme Court justice, and it looks like the New York Times and others aren't going to give up. But now they've been kind of caught. They've been caught, if you would, with their pants down. They've been caught telling a lie, and they're trying to put it off on their editors, put it off on this department or that department. But ultimately, they're responsible for printing fake news. I mean, it truly was fake. It truly was false and misleading.
Yes, two of their employees, or two of the people that were responsible for writing this article, I mean, they are there with the New York Times. They work under the New York Times. The New York Times published the work that they prepared for the New York Times. They, you know, reviewed it, went through, approved it, printed it, distributed it, sold it massively, got it out there, and put it on the wire. I mean, New York Times is all over it. It's they're responsible for it. And as I said before, I think they could be sued. Justice Kavanaugh may be gracious and just say it's not for the betterment of the country for me to sue them. He may decide not to. But he definitely would have a merited case if he decided to hold them responsible. And the sad thing is the fact, you know, I'm just wondering, though, if they get away with this, you know, are they going to do it more? Are they going to just decide to scar other people with deliberately knowing that something's not really validated? In fact, the evidence points clearly to the other direction, that it never happened.
Yep.
I mean, are they going to just, you know, do that to other people? And are other media going to say, well, gee, we can get away with that? You know, CNN will say, well, gee, New York Times did that. We'll just continue to do, you know, even more fake news. And so it's a real concern.
No, I think you're exactly right. They will get away. If they get away with it, they'll keep doing it because they'll think they're unstoppable. They are the paper. Everybody's afraid of the paper, which is why I think Trump is right on when he nails them for doing these things that they're doing. And with Kavanaugh, the only thing I'd tell you is I would sue them. I would go after them only to show that what they're doing is wrong. Then I would take whatever money I want in the case, and I would give it to a conservative journalist school. That's what I would do. All right?
Yeah.
And that's how I would, you know, all right, Brett. One of my little so-called funnies that I love to do is that when you talk about the baking, you know, the bakers and what was it, the photographer and what have you, that were being forced against their religious beliefs to, you know, go out and film, you know, same-sex weddings and stuff like that. And I always said, look, there's a couple of ways to fight this. You don't always have to hit something head-on to make your point. They're targeting you. They're coming after you because they think they're outing you, if you would. All right? So here's what you do. You put a big sign up in your establishment, and you say, if we are forced to do jobs against our religious belief, we will take the money that we make for that, and we will give the money to, you know, whatever organization is pro-traditional marriage, pro-life, that kind of stuff. And I guarantee you, they won't even come in anymore. They won't come in anymore because they don't want to give money to those organizations. They don't want. That's a win, and they lose anyhow. That's my little warped sense of humor saying you can get them back in little ways and irritate them as well. You know.
Yeah, that could very well work. I mean, that could very well work.
See, we don't hate; they actually hate, and
they
keep them from doing things. I had lunch with a very political friend today, and I said, think about something. When we look at them, we think they're uninformed. Uneducated in certain issues. I believe a lot of them really believe what they believe. When they look at us, they just see pure evil. They see us as just evil people.
Yeah.
And that's the difference in my mind.
Yeah, no, that's what they do. And they'll call you a name, a one-word name, and say you hate, and that's the end of the discussion. And and that's what's so concerning about our society today is just that the lack of discussion. Instead, it's just name-calling, expressions of hate, and shutting off modems of expression and communication, as we've seen in social media, from Facebook to Google, YouTube, et cetera. And that's a very dark, scary world to allow our country to fall into, because we are premised upon the basics of importance of free speech, free expressive thought and ideas, even if you don't agree with what someone may say. You know, Thomas Jefferson was willing to die for the right to say it. And that's what's so concerning in our society today is we're really, really losing that.
Well, even a few weeks ago, I mean, they've gone so far left, so dictatorial in a lot of ways that what is it? They basically threatened the Supreme Court is that if you don't heal yourself. Now, what does that mean? Heal yourself. So if you don't heal yourself, we may have to do something to bring the Supreme Court back in line. And that came from the Democrats. What they're saying is we'll pack the court until we get enough people on there to get the kind of decisions that we want. You know?
Yeah, and that is actually a double barrels, not pointed at the Supreme Court, it's pointed at the Constitution.
Yeah.
Because the Constitution, our government is predicated on three separate branches holding each other in check. But if you have one branch, you know, like Congress and the President, able to flood, who are in power, or a party in power, able to flood the Supreme Court with enough justices to get their way, then when the next power party comes in and they win the next election, they'll flood. They'll put even more justices on it. You can have more Supreme Court justices than you have sitting in the U.S. Senate.
No.
And it's just simply the extension of whoever's in power. It's a joke. It's like what they have in some of these, you know, dictatorship countries.
Yep.
So that is why we need to really stand firm against that, because that's not an assault against any ideology. That's an assault against the yep. basic stability and integrity of our government and the checks and balances that our Constitution is there to protect.
Yeah, and they were never meant, even though equal, they were never meant to be, I think, as powerful as they are today. They were never meant
right.
to be the, right. The last stop on everything. Let's get to something
right.
you and I were talking about during the break, which was vaping. These new vaping things that are coming out in the cases, and you've got people on one side of it saying there's nothing wrong with it, these are just coincidental, it's not a big deal here. But, you know, I have a different viewpoint. I see these young kids going into these vape shops, and, you know, we're very creative when we're young. We can get away with almost anything, or we can think up almost anything. And I think it hasn't been checked out long term, hasn't been looked into. We don't know the real health risks, and yet we've just opened the floodgates. Would this leave the manufacturers of this stuff open to all kinds of lawsuits somewhere down the road?
Yes. Just as the tobacco industry took a big hit, you know, they were the cigarette manufacturers were sued, you know, for selling a product that they knew and had good reason to know was harmful and dangerous, and refused to reveal that information. In the same way, these vaping companies, they can similarly be held responsible for you know, covering up and not being open to the public about what they were actually buying and the risks involved. These are basic responsibilities that companies have, and I think that kind of scrutiny is definitely, I think we will see that down the road. Right now we have young kids, teenagers, that are buying bubblegum flavored vaping. Really? It's really obvious who they're targeting.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even know they had that. My God. All right, well, we'll hit more on this and more after the break, and what PGI is doing on a particular drag queen case. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
I love this song. It's the theme song of the new song when Congress enters chambers, Frankenstein. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for spending time with us. Always appreciate it when you're with us and on the air and watching and just texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged. Please don't spew party line. Please pay attention to what you're doing, what you're voting on, what you're standing up for, and that kind of thing. It is a big deal. Anyway, I'm bringing Brad Dacus back on with me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They do great things across the country to protect your rights. And you know, again, don't just be a Facebook keyboard warrior, okay? Get involved in something. Now, maybe you can't get up and go help and show up at a court room or do things like that for Pacific Justice, but you can always throw them a few dollars. And I know, because it's the same thing with me, always appreciate when you guys donate $5, $10, $25, $100. As I told you, if you donate $5,000, I will come and clean your house one time only. But anyway. Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so this one here, I am amazed at even some of my conservative friends and Christian friends who really don't understand what's going on here when I tell them about the drag queen stories, you know, how they're reading stories at the libraries or reading stories at schools. One woman sent me a clip today that showed a couple of drag queens scantily dressed, shaking themselves like crazy, and, you know, the kids were dancing along with them. And I'm thinking, I don't want this in kindergarten with my kids. But you're actually right now defending Pastor, is it Yatin? Is his name?
Yeah.
Okay. And why don't you give the backstory on it, and then tell us where we're at with it now.
Yeah. The library, the public library there in Spokane, invited people to attend a public event. It's a story hour, but this was the drag queen story hour, where drag queens would come in to the library, open to the public, and read these stories that they decided to read to little children, where the children were there and listen to it and listen to these stories. Well, some people in the community thought, I'm not so sure this is such a good thing. I want to be aware of what's going on. Maybe talk to the parents at the very least. Maybe pray for the kids while this is happening. So one pastor, very respected in the community, he went to attend the event, wanted to sit there. Well, the police identified him, and maybe because he had a Bible in his hand, and said, "No, wait, are you supportive of this?" He says, "Well, no, I don't believe that. I believe in a biblical approach to these matters, and I don't believe that God wants people, men, to dress like women like this." And he says, "But I'm not going to say anything or do anything. I just want to be there to observe and to pray." And they said, "Well, no, you can't be there then. If you have those kind of beliefs, if you have beliefs that aren't supportive of them, then you can't be at this public event. So you have to be, get this." And he says, "You have to be on the other side of the street." He says, "Look, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't said anything. I'm not carrying a sign. I'm not yelling. I just want to go in and watch it. And you're not going to let me because I'm a Christian, because of my beliefs." And they said, "No, you're not allowed." And he said, "Well, I'm not going to leave." And they arrested him, and they have criminal charges. They booked him in jail, criminal charges against him, and for disturbing the peace and resisting, their order. Wow. Crazy. So we at Pacific Justice are representing him, and it's really pathetic. It looks, it's still the early phases of it, but the first hearing looks like the judge gets what's going on. The fact that the law enforcement, they're accusing, saying one thing and then saying another, saying, "Well, no, we didn't prevent him from going in." Well, yes, you did. I said, "Well, the record is so messed up in their attempt to change the facts and try to justify what they did. It's looking good for our client, but if we don't prevail, this pastor, Joe, will be possibly spending up to a year behind bars."
Wow.
Behind bars in the pen for one thing, and that's for having beliefs that the sheriffs didn't feel were appropriate for someone to have, and to be able to be there like all other citizens, invited by the community at this public event in a public place, supported and funded by taxpayers.
So now in Spokane, or city of Spokane, has decided that if you have a religious foundation that doesn't line up with their overall belief system, then you're not welcome at city events where you pay taxes. I'm sure
right.
He pays taxes for that library to be open.
Yeah, right. And you know what? They did something very similar to this also to two grandmas in another library.
Wow.
So this is like a one-time thing. I wish it was just a one-time flub-up, you know what I mean? And,
right.
And I wish they were apologizing fine, be done, you know? But no, there were two grandmas at another event, except this was for teenagers, where the drag queens actually acted out, simulated different actions, sexual actions.
Ugh.
And I mean, it was outrageous. In a public place, paid by taxpayers, and these two grandmas wanted to just simply to sit there and observe what was going on, and the law enforcement could tell maybe by their face expressions, their maybe folding of their arms, their, I don't know, you know, concern, and they weren't to see that they weren't happy and thinking, you know, they weren't saying anything, they weren't doing anything. The fact they weren't happy, they said, "Oh no, you can't be here. You have to leave." So, and the materials that they were giving out at the Team Pride organization were minors' genital shaped bookmarks, lubricants, breast binders. I mean, other things I'm not going to mention here on the radio, but it's
thank
just,
you.
Yeah. I mean, outrageous stuff that was completely inappropriate. And yet, law enforcement, for some reason, there in Spokane, they seem to want to go to the mat and step on the Constitution, so, you know, in order to further this agenda, apparently. And it's very disturbing. These two grandmas were very disappointed that they were forced out just because they weren't the cheering squad.
Brad, will the Supreme Court ever get around to something? When I say this, I don't know how to phrase this, but you think about something. You know, Media Matters and a few other groups have pegged PJI as a hate group because of its that what they call your anti-LGBTQ whatever stance on things. I've also seen them name some pastors and some churches as hate groups.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, Dr. James Dobson,
bingo.
Dr. Ben Carson.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. They go after anyone that doesn't fit their far extremist agenda. And their goal, I want to quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, their goal, their former head, before he was forced to resign for improprieties, I'll leave it at that, sexual alleged improprieties, their goal was, they said, it's not just to silence, but to destroy.
Yep,
that is how insidious what their intentions are. So yeah, so they make these statements. We're out to defend the rights of parents. Hey, you know what? In a free society, if people want to express themselves, and I don't agree with it, they should be able to express themselves. That's not the issue. The issue here is when government crosses the line and violates the constitutional rights of citizens
yep.
to further a radical agenda. Or school districts decide to further this agenda without giving proper notice to parents, respecting opt-out, you know, doing things behind the parents' backs. These are the kinds of things that's what we step up to. You know, we want an even playing field for individuals to be able to express their beliefs and values, whatever they may be, just as long as they don't trounce on the rights of parents and the ability for people to practice their faith and not be treated like a second-class citizen simply because they go to church or synagogue or have those beliefs.
I totally agree. I mean, I look at this stuff, and you said it, equality. We want people to have equal opportunities. They don't. I mean, I could cite
right.
you know, time after time, where they're really not interested in that. And again, unless we push back, unless we fight, we only got a minute and a half left, but I don't know if you heard about that case. I haven't done it yet, where the cheerleaders are being punished for simply having a pro-Trump sign on the field. and you go, wait a minute, so they're pro-president and that's a bad thing? I mean, that's what we've come to. It's
yeah,
really
and if they had a pro-Obama sign and they were at a different high school, you wouldn't have, it'd be like, yeah, you're for the go president, you know, this go America, go, you know. No, it's a double standard. We see it all the time now. And Americans, we need to speak up for it.
I agree.
You know, we need to preserve our freedoms and liberties and the right for everyone to be able to express themselves without being punished, harassed, beaten up, fired, or removed from a campus.
Well, I'm going to go back to my old shows where I was complaining about kindergarten kids, first grade kids singing We Love Obama songs in the morning and getting pummeled by the left because I was saying something about it, and not because I was racist, but kids should be allowed to love on their president, which is not what I was told. So I guess that's not true anymore. Anyhow, Brad, always nice to have you with me. People, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to PJI.org. That's PJI.org. Find out about them. You need to learn about them. Brad, keep up the good work. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure. Take care.
All right, guys. Hang out. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss any of this. We're going to talk about sex robots. We'll be back in a little bit.